The first hour they spent in that building changed their lives forever, and the shock of what occurred is still felt by them to this day. They could never have imagined the project the military had recruited them for. Some of them believed that, had they known beforehand, they might not have joined up so eagerly. Navajo had been chosen as a code for secret messages because unless you were a Navajo, you'd never understand a word of it. Navajo is a complex language, and a slight change in pronunciation can completely change the meaning of a message. The government's decision was wise. It turned out to be the only code the enemy never managed to break. But for the young Navajo soldiers, it was a nightmare. At no time under any circumstances were they to leave the building without permission or alone. They were forbidden to tell anyone about the project, even their families, until it was finally made public in 1968. Many of these men had been punished, sometimes brutally, for speaking Navajo in classrooms similar to this, classrooms in schools run by the same government. Now, this government that had punished them in the past for speaking their own language was asking them to use it to help win the war. White people were stranger than the Navajos had imagined.